Yeah, we're still working on it. I mean, this is truly a city-changing effort. And there's been, we're still working on it. And frankly, I would rather be right and a little late than wrong and on time. So this will go into next year, probably the first quarter of next year. After, and this is a very complicated effort. After we figure it all out, we'll announce it. It's just not figured out yet.
I know there are a lot of stakeholders involved in the process. What's your vision for the area eventually?
I think, you know, we've had so much success with the Sotomayor, Columbus Commons. We've had, just in a few months after those two parks open, 400,000 people visit those two sites combined. And my thinking is that whatever we develop, it will add more people coming downtown, and it will be, wow, it will be, downtown will be so fabulous. And the West Bank will have more people there visiting and living. It'll lift up all boats once that's all developed. Specifically, I'm holding the Old Health Department site south of COSI for a really neat public use that would be a major attraction to families in the city, the state, and around the nation. And it's not soup yet, but I can tell you that I really can't talk about it yet until I know it, I have some better certainty that it's going to occur. But as the concepts develop for that particular site, it will be a major attraction, major, and something that every neighborhood, every person will be particularly proud of and have ownership in. And there's so many things that could happen in that area, and we just got to make sure that it's doable. I don't like making promises that don't take place. I want these things to take place.
Do I remember correctly that there are plans for retail and housing in Columbus Commons or around that area?
Yes, we have actually a couple of things happening right now. Right now, as we speak, there is apartments being built along High Street, I think about seven stories. And we want to bring more people downtown. On the first floor of those apartment buildings will be retail. So it's coming back slowly but surely, but my theory always has been that retail markets go to where the people are located. It's a very nimble industry. And so the strategy of bringing more people to live downtown, I think, is an important strategy, because the more people that live downtown, the greater likelihood there will be retail. It's easier to sell. And so we're reserving the first floor of those units as retail opportunities. So I think it's coming. This housing crash around the country in the past couple of years didn't help. But frankly, the downtown market is probably the strongest market in the city right now for housing.
Are you surprised that the park itself has been so popular?
Well, I got to tell you, you know, when we tore down City Center, I got more grief, as much grief for that as anything else I've ever done as a mayor. Phones were off the hook. People would just outright just say, "What are you doing?" And the truth is that I felt then that City Center was not going to come back. It was a vacant, hollow shell that was in competition with major malls around the Central Ohio area. And that my expectation was that it will always be a vacant shell. Because we tried to market it for a couple of years, and it was just like no takers or nothing that made sense. You know, I didn't want to turn it into a flea market. In our downtown? No, I don't think so. And that's where it was heading. So we tore it down, and we did the right thing. Tore it down and made it into a world-class park. And we also built the Bicentennial Pavilion. And we made it a place for families where people can enjoy. And it has been such a marvelous hit. And I'm very, very proud of that effort.
We're talking about housing downtown, and earlier this year you announced plans to go after what you called the 900 worst of the worst, the 900 worst vacant and abandoned homes in Columbus. As I understand it, about 14% of those 900 homes have been demolished since the announcement of the program. Will the new county land bank have any role in targeting those worst of the worst?
Yes. The county land bank and City of Columbus are going to work in partnership for some of them. I've set aside $11 million. The county set aside, 8, 10, 11 million, something like that. Between the two resources, we will make a significant impact in vacant and abandoned houses in the City of Columbus over a course of time. And I believe that 4 years from now, the vacant and abandoned housing problem will not be what it is today. It will not be as much of vacant and abandoned housing 4 years from now. And we'll hold down the blight and begin to rebuild housing opportunities for people all over the city.
Targeting vacant and abandoned housing, do you see that more as a quality of life issue or an economic development issue, or do they go hand in hand?
All of the above. All of the above. I think, like I said, you know, jobs aren't created in your community unless you have a good quality of life. If you have vacant and abandoned housing all over the city, you have high crime rates, you don't have parks, you don't have a good affordable lifestyle, then you're not going to have economic development. You're not going to have job creation. And we work, and I work very hard on investing resources in the quality of life issues that matter. And when you do so, what happens is you attract new jobs and new opportunities to your city. And that's been my philosophy.
It's a crime-fighting issue, too, in a way, is it not?
Absolutely, absolutely.